I call the meeting to order at 5:30. First up is the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Anyone desiring to view the Open Meetings Act may do so. The document is available for public inspection and is located on the southwest wall of the council chambers as well as on the City of Lane website. City Council may go into closed session to discuss certain agenda items to protect the public interest or to prevent the needless injury to the reputation of an individual and if such individual is not requested in public hearing. Item number 3 is approval of the minutes from June 6, 2023. That's our last council meeting.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion and a second. Let's roll call. The minutes are approved. Item number 4 is approval of the claims.
I'll move to approve the claims.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any questions, comments on the claims? Seeing none, let's roll call. Claims are approved. Item number 5 is ordinance 2023-10, amending the future land use map of the comprehensive plan for the City of Wayne. This is the third and final reading.
Ordinance
2023-12 and move
for approval.
10.
10. 10.
Got it. Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. It is approved. Item number 6 is ordinance 2023-12, authorizing the release and abandonment of the north 16-foot easement of lots 1 and 2, Hillcrest Edition, City of Wayne, Wayne County, Nebraska, third and final reading.
And we're... This ordinance 2023-12, and we're appropriate. Is
that right?
Mm-hmm. I'll second. Motion and second. Any discussion?
I was just going to comment that we got taken care of. The easement's in place on the east side of that property, so we don't need this one any longer. So.
Seeing none, let's roll call. Ordinance is approved. Item number 7 is a public hearing. This is for a Class C liquor license application of I Wet My Plants, LLC, doing business as I Wet My Plants, 221 Main Street. We'll open the public hearing.
Yep. I sent Caitlin a letter. I'm not sure. I never heard back from her.
Out.
She's
like
out.
Today. Okay. I do know that much.
Okay. But it's just a Class C liquor license on and off sale.
Is there anyone wishing to speak at this public hearing? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Item number 8 is Resolution 2023-42, approving the Class C liquor license for I Wet My Plants LLC, doing business as I Wet My Plants. This
like
is the public hearing just for what we just covered.
Class C is for off sale, like wine.
Like wine, okay. I was going to assume they would probably want to do wine with their...
Introduce Resolution 2023-42 and move for approval.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Resolution is approved. Item number 9 is the public hearing. Yes, number 9. To consider the Planning Commission's recommendations regarding the Ping Edition plat, including part of Barclay's first edition, part of the Pines Edition, and part of the replat of Sunnyview Subdivision. The applicants are Ernest and Wendy Ping. I will open the public hearing. And Wes, do you want to set this, or is this
Yeah, I'll let Joel do this one.
Joel Hansen, zoning administrator. So these two neighbors decided a couple years ago they wanted to kind of change their property line, and so they put up a fence, and it did not match the existing property line. It matched what they wanted, and they're now getting around to the formal process to officially move that property line. This normally would not come before you because it's just two small pieces. Unfortunately, there's one little part in there that was never platted as part of any of the subdivision. It's the little rectangle in the middle of the picture, and that's why it had to come before the Planning Commission Council, because that had never been platted before. So, pretty simple task for you tonight. Didn't sense any resistance from the Planning Commission. So, they forwarded a full recommendation on you to go ahead and approve that.
So, we Where's the fence in that record?
So, fence, yeah, right there.
This fence?
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a little piece north of the fence inside. So Payne's actually currently own that rectangle. And so they'll give up that little sliver where the bushes are.
Yep.
And then in change, they'll get the little sliver to the east of it, right there. And I think the idea is someday they would like to extend their driveway out to Providence Road so that they're not going through the neighbor's property to get to a street.
Is there anyone else who wishes to speak in this public hearing? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. And we will move on to item number 10, which is resolution 2023-43, approving the Ping Edition plat, including part of Barclay's first edition, part of the Pines edition, and part of the replat of 70 subdivision.
I introduce resolution 2023-43, move for approval.
Second.
Motion and second, any discussion on the resolution? Seeing none, let's roll call. Resolution is approved. Item number 11 is a public hearing, acquisition of real estate from 11TNE LLC, a Nebraska limited liability company. This is lot 2, Hall Addition to the City of Wayne, Wayne County, Nebraska, better known as 330 South Main Street. I will open the public hearing. And Wes, would you kick us off?
Sure. Get you the property here. 330 South Main. This property, I don't know how long it's been for sale. I think the beginning, this might actually work better if I do this. I think they started at around $60,000 or so when they first put it on the market. It's currently at 30-something, 35-ish. I don't exactly know. We talked about it for a couple, I guess, different reasons. One, a trailhead. If the city decides to do something different with Henry Victor Park, you know, we've talked about once Prairie Park is in, does that continue to be a park, especially with camper pads, those types of things. Depends on what Prairie Park does. We know there's some issues with that property being an old dump site, that if we're going to develop that property, it probably needs to be over excavated and dirt brought in and those types of things. So if that property would go away, this might make a nice area to be able to get onto the trail. And it cleans up the south part of town as you come into the community. So those are a couple of reasons. Joel, did you have anything else to add to that?
There's other places you could move a trailhead. The issue is we know how much difficulty we had working with the federal government just to get the second phase built. If we tell them that the highway access is going away and you have to go two blocks off to a dead end street to get to the new trailhead, I don't know if they'll find that acceptable.
Meaning like Roosevelt Park,
right?
If we said we'll improve this area over here for a trailhead. So anyway, it came up for sale. Like I said, it's currently listed at 30 something. Was authorized to make an offer of up to $18,000, and they've accepted that offer. So that's where we're at with that.
Is there anyone else in the public who would wish to speak at this public hearing?
Before that, what is the tax value?
Oh, yep. Should have that pulled up. 47 is currently what it's listed at. The dwelling, 36.
The rostrum is all you, Steve. Name and address for the...
Yeah, my name is Hall, Steve Hall. I live next door to this property you're talking about. I'm the Hall in the paperwork. So Connie and I have been looking at that property and waiting for 20 years. Really? I helped the little old lady that lived there first. And then we put up with the guy who lived there after her and waiting. Now we're waiting for the price to come down. And it was, there's nobody else going to buy that property. It is not worth $18,000. That's a $5,000 piece of property. Anyhow, the price would come down. Our intention is to purchase it, add it to our existing land around there, clean it up, plant trees. I mowed it last week. And I've been spraying grasshoppers. It was infested with grasshoppers. Anyhow, it's looking a little better. But it's an eyesore and it needs to be cleaned up. I'm very tired of it. Very anxious to get on it and get the cleanup. But I'm not going to give $18,000 for it. That's where we're at on that. I think you need to find a better place. A public access road right there is dangerous. As a private driveway, we watch it pretty close. But coming up and out of there, there's a lot of traffic that is 50 miles an hour. Right by there. Lots of them. They come into town hot. And you can't see. I don't know if the State Department of Roads would ever grant a public access up and out of there, right on the toe of that ridge. I don't know. I don't think they would. What would be their intentions if there was a trailhead there? Would they put a potty house in? Or would it be permanent porta potties? It's a private sewer line that goes under there. That house does not have its own sewer line. It's my sewer line. I put that in there for the little old lady that lived there once upon a time. She was still on a septic tank. I'm not going to let anybody tie into that sewer line that goes under that highway. Put your own in. That could be fun. It was 20 years ago when we moved down there. And Connie and I just cannot quite picture having a public parking lot in our back door. Right in our backyard. It's just asking for trouble. Well, you'd have to put a fence up. But I don't like fences. I'm not too crazy about it. And we'll get the property eventually and we'll clean it up. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that Connie and I do have our eyes on that property. And it will get looking nice. Just have to wait for the price to come down. Thank you for your time.
Steve, I have a question for you.
Steve.
Will you entertain a question?
Oh. I'm sorry. Got to speak up.
I'm sorry. What price were you looking at that, what price were you waiting for it to go to?
What price?
Yeah.
Oh, get it down around $4,000 or $5,000. I'd give $7,000 for the property with a hole. Get rid of the house. The house has got to go one way or another. That's really sad. Oh, you might be interested to know. I know who built that house. My great grandpa. I do not have sentimental ties in it. The house needs to go. But that's who built it. He owned all of that land down in there one time.
Steve, would you feel the exact same way if another individual chose to buy it for $22,000? Would you feel the same way, knowing that yes, you have your eye on it, but someone else is willing to spend.
Who would give $22,000 for that? What can you do with it?
Well, Steve, I mean, we look at the tax.
What can you do?
We look at a tax value. It's obviously worth something, and, you know, whoever has sold it, they started at a price and they're working down. Well, at some point, they may not go below a value that you're willing to pay. And when it comes to real estate, I don't care what real estate it is, whether if it's a swamp, whether if it's an old dump site, anything, the value is what someone will pay you for it.
Okay, but for me to be competing against public money is not fair. It's just not. I have to pay taxes on what that price is, you know, that's what your taxes are doing. Like, except for public money. It'll come down. I don't know what, who would do what could be done with a quarter of an acre lot in the flood way next to that creek. You can't build on it, you can't mow it. I'm gonna plant trees.
Well, that's why we had talked about it being a trailhead, because it opens the property up and it gains public access to the trail.
But what did I just say about that danger coming out of there? You should know that.
There's a lot of intersections that are dangerous in Wayne County. There's a lot of city streets.
Have to be the top.
It happened to me this afternoon going by the college, 14th Street and the college, coming from the west. That's pretty dangerous too. I mean, I can name off about 10 within the community that are bad. But unfortunately, we have to live with the terrain that we are in.
Well, this is really asking for a bad wreck. I know, they come in there hot and we can't see. We just can't see to the south.
They leave hot too.
Pardon me?
They leave hot too.
Yeah. Some of them going out of town are pretty bad.
Yeah.
So the city has a bit of a history regarding these types of things that are falling down, eyesores, whatever. City purchased Riley's because it was just in disrepair. Now they own that property.
Yeah.
Are you also saying that was a mistake?
No.
In regard,
did anybody else offer to buy it, want it? I'm just letting you folks know that somebody does want this property. They want it real bad, and they want to get it cleaned up. So it's not going to go derelict and ugly.
Right. It is already there. As far as being in disrepair and everything else.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, and I think
it's got to go.
The city purchases it.
It
can only get better.
Or sell or give the house away to move. I do have a guy that wants that house to move it out of there.
In a free market, what are you supposed to do?
Well, I would stay out of it now that you're aware of the fact that Connie and I want to take care of it. It's not going to be an eyesore.
I can prove that.
Look at the whole property down there.
But you don't have a guarantee that the seller is going to sell it to you for $4,000. That could sit forever.
Right.
And then you have, it just goes in more disrepair and more disrepair.
I think we were within a year of getting it.
Well, 6 months ago, the people that own it now paid $47,000 for that property.
Yeah, ain't that a joke?
So I don't know that they'll go down below
$15,000,
because that's a huge loss for them to go down to $4,000 or $5,000.
That's too bad. It's some big bank off in New York City, and if you feel sorry for them.
I don't feel sorry for them. I just don't think that they're going to accept a price at $5,000.
Well, what are they going to do? They'll put it up. Quit paying taxes. Okay, then you'll come up on a tax sale.
Steve, I think we're of similar goal of wanting to get cleaned up. I
got it mowed.
I don't think the council is willing to wait as low a price as you are.
No, if I keep it cleaned up and mowed.
Well, we are of one mind of wanting someone to keep it cleaned up and mowed. But you're wagering on the price going down to $5,000. we were wagering on the price going below 20 before we were going to get uncomfortable.
You're playing with taxpayer money. I'm playing with my own money. Big difference.
Yeah.
Big, oh, that's so easy to play with that taxpayer money. Come on, people. There, that property ain't worth $18,000.
Steve, there are people who throw away a lot more money than $18,000 on properties that are completely, what you would think, completely useless. Someone could buy that piece of property, get the house out of there, and put up a shed, which they wouldn't need plumbing or something for.
But who would be stupid enough to do that?
There are, people asking us for the same, for more money for our property on 110 Fairgrounds to do exactly what they would do next to you. Why would they care if they're just parking a boat or a camper or something in there? I mean, they build the ground up and build on where they can.
I'm not going to argue that crap.
Well, I'm telling you exactly our rationale, and if you don't think it's good rationale, then you can outbid us, I guess. I mean, you had the chance, and you didn't. At the end of the day, you can argue that it was taxpayer money that outbid you, but we believe it's in the best interest for the city to do that.
If you make that public, how are you going to address our privacy issue? You're trespassing is what you're doing.
On a plotted piece of ground that we would own? Steve, how would we legally be trespassing if we have people on a piece of property that we own?
They're in my backyard. Thank you very much. In my backyard. In right up to my door. That piece of the property line, look where it comes right to where I park my car. It's part of my driveway. I need part of that to get in and out of there.
So your driveways would be on city property if you purchased
it? Yes.
Well,
I mean,
so you would be the one trespassing.
You see my dilemma?
Yeah, I mean, it would seem that...
I'm worried about that. I'm worried about the sewer.
But that's not what you came to us with concerns about.
Mainly, I wanted you to know that Connie and I are wanting the property.
And I understand
that. Not neglected.
But that's not what you're coming to us with.
Pardon me?
That's not what you're coming to us with. You're coming that, oh, we want the property. You're not stressing your concerns about the driveway and the sewer.
You should be. How are you going to ever put a potty house in there? Like a trailhead?
We wouldn't have a problem. We have a driveway.
What?
If we purchased it, we wouldn't have that problem. There's a driveway there. You would have the issue with the driveway. That's your concern.
No, I said the potty house. I'm sorry.
So there has been no decision made as to whether or not any sort of a trailhead, any bathroom, anything is going in there. The only thing, and if that would ever come to fruition, there would be more meetings, more stuff with that. The only thing on the agenda for tonight is whether or not the city is going to purchase it for $18,000.
Think about it, because Connie and I really do want it.
And I don't have a vote in the matter, Steve. I'm just trying to keep us on topic.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well,
I have a feeling I won't either.
just to set the record straight, the house itself currently sits out of the floodplain. Everything south of the house is in, everything north is out. And that house, from what Casey has told me, has its own water service line and its own sewer service line.
So it does not share a sewer line?
That's from one case. It's only has its own that goes under the highway. I don't know who put it in, but he said it goes to that house.
Okay. I didn't like that
picture. You put the sewer line in, but it's connected just from the sewer to that house.
All the way under the highway?
Yeah, but I mean, it's not tied to your house as part of that.
Wes, is there a way to bring up sewer lines on there?
This is a sewer line.
The sewer line that you put in goes from that house across the highway, right?
Private lines.
That's my house sewer line. Their both houses are on that line.
On one line.
Going under the highway.
And if that's the case, those are the types of things we'd like to try to correct and have our own sewer line, if that ever came to be.
There's an awful nice place for a trailhead, just a block east at the Boy Scout Park. For $18,000, you can make it nice, a really nice, put a potty house down there, there's sewer line available. That'd make it, it's a little bigger, more parking, there's more trees, ready to go.
I don't disagree.
I'd put the trailhead over there, just a block over.
Joel, what are the chances of the state even working with us on creating something like this as a trailhead? What does that process even look like?
Never done it. We essentially already created a trailhead down at Roosevelt Park by putting a driveway through it. The problem is most of that park is in the floodplain, so if we try and build a bathroom or something, we're gonna have to elevate it up down there as well. It actually sits lower than the north end of this lot probably. But again, it's more so creating a new one is getting rid of one is what concerns me, as we tell them that we're gonna eliminate public access through Victor Park, and then it's gonna be, well, if you're doing that, usually if you're moving a trail, you can't say, well, we're getting rid of a mile of trail, we're putting back in a quarter mile of trail. They're gonna say, if you're moving a mile of trail, put back a mile of trail somewhere. So I don't know, we've never approached the feds about that issue, as what would they require if we said we'd really like to sell Victor Park and get rid of that access. Just my thought is it'd be a lot easier if you went with them and said, but hey, just 300 feet south, we have another piece of property that will allow people to pull in and get onto the trail. But until we have those conversations, and like I say, you're not ready to do that anyway, so different administrations, different employees within Federal Highway, you just never know what you're gonna get. There's no guarantees they would even okay doing this.
And the Department of Roads, I don't know if they'd go for it. You need to check on that before you go buying it.
They won't have any issue with the driveway because it's existing. And it's not a public street, it's still a driveway.
Well, it would be then, if you turn it into a trailhead, that's a public road.
It's, if you were bringing a road from behind through your property, Steve, that had a subdivision, then yes. But because it's still just a driveway for that one parcel, they don't care who owns it. It's still just a
right on the
parcel.
Toe of that bridge where you can't see. Somebody's gonna mix up. Well, you only get one wreck.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak at this public hearing? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. And we'll move on to item number 12, resolution 2023-44, approving the acquisition of real estate from 11TNE LLC, a Nebraska limited liability company.
So the one thing that I would say about this is that, I don't know, Wes, if you got any response back from Mike Crawford on it, but on the closing, there were some fees associated with that. Generally, I handle all the closings for the city because it's included in my retainer. But the seller is this corporation, and they want to pick the title agent, and they want to pick the closer with the cost to be split between them. So I said, nobody has to pay if you just let me do the closing.
So I respond. I told him that that's the case, and he didn't respond.
Yeah, and they said if we go, hit the sellers had said if you go with a different closer other than who they pick, then they're not paying for any of the closing costs, any of the title insurance, or any of that stuff. So it would be probably a little bit extra for you to pay for the closing costs because they don't want me to close it.
Ballpark, how much?
$500.
And we can still talk to them and try to get you to close it to save that $500.
Our goal is to have the property cleaned up. I mean, Steve does have a good point that he would take care of the property, but that's risking him acquiring the property at the price that he wants. I still think that $5,000 for a piece of property in town, I mean, I can't imagine when the last time a piece of property sold for $5,000.
Right.
Well, the land itself was assessed for $11,000.
So,
And that's one thing, that's why I asked.
Yeah.
I mean, because, I mean, like Kale, the mayor said, that I don't think anyone's going to go down that far for a piece of ground.
I have a feeling it would go to auction long before that happened.
Is it still, are the utilities still hooked up in the house? Could someone move in there and live in a house? I mean, that's happened before.
Yes. We haven't had any complaints on it. We just, we know, we're pretty sure the foundation is not such that we can resurrect that. I mean, yeah, to add on or to try to fix that house.
You could see somebody doing a temporary workplace here thinking, oh, build beats a tent, you know?
And I have not had a conversation yet, but Joel has talked to an individual in the community that is interested in moving that house.
I believe we should acquire this property before somebody else comes in. And I think the 18 is the price that we wanted.
And if we do acquire, I likely will reach out to that person tomorrow and let them know that we've acquired and start working with them to see if they want to. If they would, then what I do is I'd put an RFP, if you will, out to the public, because you can't just sell to an individual. But if somebody's interested in moving that house, I just send it out to the public and see if anybody is interested in that. And they can come back with offers for that, for that house.
I mean, Steve made the comment that, I mean, he'd be willing to pay $5,000 for the land with no house there. I mean, that's the thing is, I don't think he wants the house. So, I mean, if we can get our money back.
He didn't say this, but he's told me that he wants to plant trees there.
Yeah, sell it for $5,000 then.
And I get that, that'd be nice, but I don't think waiting a year or waiting for the price, I don't think that's a good idea.
No, I mean.
Somebody will buy the house before it drops down to $5,000.
Put their college students in there and say, look at it.
Yeah, and they're not going to care how the, if the foundation's in.
And we'll lose this opportunity.
And aren't we losing our orchard over at where the school's building? So we're losing an orchard. Maybe we need to move an orchard. Not move, I mean, replant, whatever. I mean, as part of a trailhead, you can do that as part of it.
You could.
We have talked also, if the school would want to do something with their ag program or something, I mean, that could be an opportunity. They looked at like a community garden type concept that they wanted to do. But just some ideas that we've thrown around, if you, you know, what are you going to do with it other than just mow it?
Yeah.
Put the garden in front of the garage there.
We put a bunch of trees there, so he doesn't have to put a fence in along that side.
Pumpkins.
I'll introduce resolution 2023-44, move for approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion?
I'm torn. Really am. It's a lot of good reasons. But I agree with what everyone said. I think we need to pick it up to clean it up. But I do feel for Steve being interested in that property though.
Steve could have, he might have been playing the same game 6 months ago. And that's, I didn't know that it had sold for 47
last October.
Yeah.
So.
We can't take the chance of somebody picking it up and just junking it up even more.
Right, because the lower the price gets, the more people are going to.
Exactly.
Because $36,000 doesn't even get you a lot some places.
And we have an opportunity to do a lot of what Steve wants, but he just won't own it. And to me, that sounds like what he's most upset about is that he's not going to own it.
There's a safety aspect to it, too.
Yeah.
The current conditions of that house.
Absolutely.
But somebody could buy it and
move
into it.
Yeah.
As is. They could buy it and they could move into it and they could be living in it.
But that's all they could do with it. I mean, if the basement wall falls in, then we're right back where we're at.
Somebody can come in with $36,000 in cash and not have an inspection done and move into that house in 30 days.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any more discussion? Let's roll call. The resolution is approved. Item number 13, I've got a few appointments for the library board. These are 4-year terms. I'd like to put forth the names recommended by the president of the library board. And those are Abby Shademan, Michael Carnes, Teresa Morales, and Sarah Lentz.
Move to approve the appointments of the library board for those four members as stated by the mayor.
Second.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. Appointments are approved. I'm number 14. I'd like to make an appointment to the Planning Commission. Once again, Abby Shademan. She is reappointed. These are three-year terms.
I move to approve the appointment of Abby Shademan, reappointment of Abby Shademan to the Planning Commission.
Okay. Motion is second. Any discussion? Let's roll call. The appointment is affirmed. Item number 15 is action to set the budget work sessions July 18th and August 1st after the regular council meetings. We'll keep those council meetings short, particularly the first one on July 18th. Hopefully, we can get it all done on that night and we won't need August 1st, but we need to set this publicly so everybody knows.
It's going to be conducted like they have been in the past, Gil.
Yep.
I move to approve the action to set the budget work sessions July 18th and August 1st.
Second.
Motion is second. And just so new members of council know, what he means by how they'll be conducted in the past is we get all the information out. We ask our questions when we read through it, as the directors will have all of their own points. And then at the actual meeting, it will be more so asking questions than out loud, pushing for movement of the funds, and then any wiggle room that we have left over for, we can discuss, you know, valuation increases, decreases, what to do. So. Any other discussion? Let's roll call. Budget work session is set. Item number 16, update on 513 Main Street.
Not a whole lot more to report there. They're still working through things. The hope is to have it in front of council. Did I send you that yet, Betty? End of July?
The second meeting in July
to have you approve plans and specs for it. To go out for bid, and then in August to award bid, and hopefully start on it in September. Mm-hmm. That's the timeline still.
Do we worry that council will want to have some input? And then we have final plans end of July, and then people want to have input. I don't like the play pool there, for example.
Do I have concerns? I think you've done such a great job on that committee.
I feel like we might have some concerns.
Yeah, no, I've sent blueprint. I mean, no, don't call them. Sorry.
Have you been sending those out? I know that.
No, not to the full. Okay. I mean, you've seen the one concept, but I can get if you want the nitty gritty. Like where the light switches are and those types of things. I think it's all one big document. But I can definitely send stuff out to you if you have questions.
I would like to see the footprint, like, you know, the offices, things like that.
Yep.
And to me personally, that's all I really care about. You know, where it comes to all the fine details of the electrical and key codes and things like
that. Because that is all being discussed and that will all be noted. And
but just the general elevations and the floor plans.
Okay, that's item number 16. Item number 17, discuss update on potential negotiations on real property. And we do have something, so I would ask that we make a motion to go into closed session.
I'll make a motion that we go into closed session.
Second.
Motion? Oh, yeah.
To discuss potential negotiations on real property. Those staying here are on the dais. Dias.
We have a motion in a second. I'll be there.
On the raised platform.
Any discussion? Let's roll call. Close the meeting. Zoom's closed. Oh, mine's here. And we are adjourned.
Question. So, no, I'm here first.
I got Jill going in. That's all I got.
You can put me down.
I sometimes take notes.
Matt came out and I seconded it. Well, Matt, a lot of people seconded it, but it doesn't matter.
You know what?
You can put me down.
Nobody's going to go. You know, I think I seconded that.